From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. Suicide car bombs exploded in quick succession today in the heart of a government complex in Baghdad, killing at least 132 people and injuring hundreds of others. It was the second such attack in 2 months. The BBC's Gabriel Gatehouse says the bombers apparently got their vehicles through several security checkpoints before detonating the blasts.
Less than a minute after one huge car bomb hit the Justice Ministry, another exploded near the local governor's office. The bombers struck at one of the busiest times of day and in one of the busiest parts of Baghdad, in the heart of the city's administrative district and right next to the Green Zone. The destruction was immense. Hours after the explosions, rescue workers were still sifting through the rubble and the wreckage, looking for bodies and survivors. Hospitals struggled to deal with the wounded as ambulances brought in more and more casualties. As the day wore on, so the death toll mounted.
The BBC's Gabriel Gatehouse in Baghdad. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton called the bombings savage and said they will not undermine Iraq's progress. The man who's challenging Afghan President Hamid Karzai in a runoff election next month says he will not call for a boycott of the balloting, and he says he's not interested in a power-sharing arrangement. More from NPR's David Wellna.
Abdul Abdullah told Fox News Sunday he's ruled out joining a coalition government headed by Hamid Karzai, and he cast doubt on whether Karzai could be a credible partner for the U.S. should he win the runoff as expected.
I think so far one of the problems for the United States and the international community has been the fact that the Afghan side has not been able to deliver, and the Afghan side has been led by Mr. Karzai in the past few years.
Karzai defended his record on CNN's GPS, saying Afghanistan should be seen as a toddler that falls as it tries to walk. The Afghan president also disputed reports of massive vote rigging.
The last election wasn't as bad as it was claimed. It was a lot better. This election we should try to have better.
The runoff elections to be held November 7th. David Wellna, NPR News.
United Nations inspectors today visited Iran's once-secret uranium enrichment facility. From Amman, Dale Gavlak has the story.
The International Atomic Energy Agency's Director of Safeguards is heading the team that will inspect Iran's second enrichment plant still under construction 100 miles south of Tehran. Iran said the centrifuge plant buried inside a mountain near Qom will refine uranium only for civilian nuclear energy. Western diplomats and analysts say the facility's capacity appears too small to fuel a nuclear power station, but maybe enough to yield fissile material for one or two nuclear warheads a year. Meanwhile, Iran's parliament speaker has accused the West of trying to cheat the country with a UN-drafted plan that would ship most of Iran's uranium to Russia for enrichment. For NPR News, I'm Dale Gavlak in Amman.
This is NPR News. A philanthropist accused of raking in more than $7 billion from the investment schemes of his longtime friend Bernard Madoff was found dead today. 67-year-old Jeffrey Picower's body was at the bottom of the swimming pool at his Oceanside mansion in Palm Beach, Florida. Government leaders from 16 nations are wrapping up trade agreements this weekend at a summit of the Association of Southeast Asian Nations, or ASEAN for short, in Thailand. Dwali Saikautau reports the group is considering creating an East Asian community similar to the European Union.
The idea is to create a new economic grouping that will integrate more countries beyond Southeast Asian nations. At the summit, Japan's newly elected prime minister proposed what he called the East Asian Community, a bloc that will use a common regional currency as European Union nations do with the euro. Australia's prime minister proposed what he called his Asia-Pacific Community, which would include the United States. Both plans would be a decade in the making, but Asian leaders are undecided about the suggested models for an East Asian free trade zone. Another possible sticking point could be who will hold the leadership role in strengthening East Asian economies. For NPR News, I'm Dwahli Saikautau.
Federal investigators have been interviewing today the pilot and co-pilot of the Northwest Airlines flight that flew past its destination last week by 150 miles. The two were out of radio contact with air traffic controllers for more than an hour. The co-pilot has told reporters that he and the pilot were not napping or arguing, but he did not offer any explanation for the gap in communications. The pilots have been suspended during the probe. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.